Don't go in there. Look at what they're doing. They're trying to taunt us.
Damn straight, Cupcake. I sure am.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name buried in cheers and applause? I think not. Are there more idiots now than ever before? Seems that way. Maybe it's because we have to watch them being morons on social media. What's amazing is that when you see viral videos of morons being morons, there's usually a sizable group of people who don't think the video is moronic at all. Case in point, a video from Toronto of the restaurant owner whose business is being harassed by activists, because he serves meat. The recording you heard before the intro was one of those moron activists. After a while, the restaurant owner gets so sick of the activists, he grabs a leg of venison and butchers it right in the front window where these assholes can see. And that's when it gets really funny. Listen to this chooch.
So the owner of this restaurant has gone out of his way to mock this legal, peaceful protest.
Wait a minute. Hasn't Scooter gone out of his way to harass the restaurant owner?
As you can see, the owner has brought the leg of a recently murdered animal to a dining table at the front of the restaurant to actually taunt the activists.
Aren't those guys deliberately in front of his restaurant, taunting and mocking him and trying to ruin his business?
So it looks like he's carving up the leg of a deer in the window, the front window of his restaurant to taunt the activists.
There's a favorite word weasels and morons like to wrap themselves in: activists. What's the average pay scale for an activist? Can you get a diploma in activism? Do activists have a union? So in this video, which I will post on my show page, thatlarryshow.com, there are these clowns milling around in front of some guy's restaurant. The guy's restaurant is called Antlers, and he serves game in it. Not just deer, but wild boar, duck, some fish. Sounds wonderful. I'm getting hungry just saying the words. Now I have friends who are vegetarians, and they don't give a fuck what anybody eats. But isn't that always the behavior of morons and liars and commies? They demand that you vote and do and live and eat as they do. Group think. The hive mentality. Not enough for these morons just to say, "Hey, that's not for me. I only eat plant matter." They insist that you are evil, a criminal, if you dare not conform to their rules.
Is this legal? He's not doing it in the kitchen. We want to know if this is legal.
There has to be some kind of...
Is this against a health code?
There's another typical play of gutless douchebags. Let me translate her statement. What she was really saying is,
"We are too cowardly to force our will on this guy. So can we find a law he's in violation of so we can make somebody else, like the police, force our will on him?"
And we don't even know if this is complying with health regulations. Police are here now talking to the owner.
Compliance. That's another one of their pet words.
Don't go in there. Look at what they're doing. They're trying to taunt us.
That sounds like harassment to me. But that doesn't make it any less funny. And at this point, this actish shitvist seems to have forgotten the purpose of his mission. No longer is it about stopping carnivores. Now, it's about him and his band of idiots, that no one should enter the restaurant because
they're trying to taunt us.
No mention of meat there, was there? Now listen to this fucktard journalist make his assumptions.
The police specifically entered the restaurant. The reasonable conclusion is they're not pleased. They didn't enter to have a good laugh with the owner about it. They are not pleased about it.
He's so happy now.
Big Brother is going to handle that mean man and make him sorry he taunted us activists. Those big, strong policemen are not pleased.
And unable to hear or read lips, Watchcap Moron assumes they are on his side, but then...
I do see them smiling. That's unfortunate.
So much for his presumption. Maybe those cops just said they'll be back later to tuck into a slab of that freshly butchered venison. But what is it about assholes that almost always entails groupthink and hive behavior, underpinned by unshakable belief that they are not just right but righteous, as if they have some divine presence on their side? It's bizarre. This episode is entitled The Moron Parade. And what's a parade, anyway? Seems parades are always confrontational, doesn't it? Well, of course, military parades are by definition. It's fun to watch the Ruskies and the North Koreans jackbooting down the boulevard, and every step is a synchronized fuck you to the rest of the world, right? They only say one thing. Come on and fuck with us. Just try it and see what happens. But even non-military parades always have a subtext of confrontation and challenge, don't they? Whether it's a college or some ethnic pride bullshit, doesn't matter whether it's St. Paddy's Day or the Lithuanian Citizens Parade, the message is the same. Look at us. We're better than you. And everybody has to stand on the sidelines, behind the barricades, and nod and smile and say, look at those uniforms and those banners. Oh, the banners, right? 40 or 50 feet wide in gold satin. And no matter what's printed on them, they all say the same thing. Fuck you. We're better than you are. Or we're more socially responsible than you are, or smarter than you are, whatever. And they are looking for a fight because no matter what the parade, nobody ever walks in a parade, do they? They march. And marching is what soldiers do. And a march and a parade is the same fucking thing. One is just a little more festive. I'm not into parades or marches, but I know what they're about. One of the dumbest on the planet is the Rose Parade. Every New Year's Day in Pasadena, people actually camp out in the street overnight so they can get a real close-up look and wave and smile at the California Milk and Advisory Board float or the Farmers Insurance float and then the Dole Packaged Foods float and the China Airlines float. You can't make this shit up. That's what they've slept on concrete to see. So how about a moron parade? Of course, they would never willingly participate under its actual name, but if we gave it a name that appealed to morons, something like People United in Social Upheaval, PUSU for short, and once they show up at the staging areas, take the stupid banners they were going to carry and replace them with banners that actually say how stupid they are and make them march at gunpoint off a fucking cliff. I'd camp out on concrete to see that. No one has to go to Toronto for the moron parade. There are likely enough morons in your hometown to stage a wonderful exhibition. Why, right here in Los Angeles, home of the Take No Shit Dojo, we've got enough morons to run a never-ending parade that would circle the globe. In episode 70, Larry Goes Ballistic, I went off on the coyote problem in Southern California, which really isn't a coyote problem at all. It's a politician and moron problem. Jackholes who refuse to acknowledge that coyotes are dangerous predators. Recently, the next-door neighbor's dog was ripped to shreds in its own backyard by a pack of coyotes. And these idiots and their bullshit organization, Project Coyote, who believe this vermin should be allowed to propagate and roam at will and that we need to adjust to them, are totally full of shit. Just in the few weeks since that episode, a kid, not wandering alone somewhere in a remote area, but walking in a crowd on campus of a California university, just walking along, suddenly, this fucking coyote comes out of nowhere and bites the kid, who then had to undergo rabies shots. And every damn day you see fresh posters in the neighborhood offering rewards for missing pets, which will never be found. And people post on social media as well. People losing dogs and cats and begging others to keep an eye out for them. And here is our next mega moron for the parade. Listen to what this cretin has to say in response to a heartbroken pet owner.
I'm so very sorry for your loss. I too lost two cats to coyotes. I have chosen to live in an area where, in essence, I am the interloper. They were here long before us. And they are survivors, beautiful and wondrous survivors. I would not want to see them trapped or shot. I take responsibility for where I live, where nature abounds in every shape and size. When I walk up on the trails, I may encounter a mountain lion. But then again, a deer. I am privileged to share this space with the wild ones. I honor their presence and coexist in my home with ants, spiders, frogs, etc., as I can. We are the ones that must be vigilant, as we are the ones who chose to take up residence on their home ground.
I wonder if that coexister is welcoming any rats into her home. What about some black widow spiders, along with the cutesy ones she's so fond of? Any rattlesnakes? Why the fuck not? Maybe she'd honor the presence of some other living things that were here way before we were, like some warm and fuzzy hantavirus or Ebola. In just a few hours, she can be shitting her rotted intestines into the two-button Kohler crapper, and with her dying breath, know that she has
coexisted.
Man, what's the deadliest animal in the USA? Rattlesnake? Black widow spider? Bears? No, it's Bambi. That's right. Sweet little Bambis kill about 200 people a year when they come crashing through the windshields of their cars, or people swerve into oncoming traffic to avoid them. And just like with coyotes, there are more deer in North America than ever before. And when they're not causing highway fatalities, their ticks are spreading Lyme disease, which can kill you, and at the very least, fucks up your health. There's a simple fix for these problems. Next in the moron parade, morons at work. And truly, that's the worst place to encounter them because there is no escape, is there? A primo example of a moron grand marshal would be one that dojo member and all-around good dude, Tanner, unfortunately has to work with. Tanner recently tagged me on social media after he posted an epic and justifiable rant. Tanner is ripshit about a particular type of moron, the meddlesome moron. Wait a minute. They're all meddlesome morons. I guess we better fine-tune that a bit. This is a meddlesome moron who fucks with our things and fixes what is not broken. Here are some excerpts from that rant. The bitch in the office thinks she is Mrs. Fix-It. And long story short, she just deleted 45-plus saved items on my Chrome browser, wiped my entire history, and all my saved info. I'm gonna scream. Not to mention I had 4 windows and 30-plus tabs all open. They're now gone. And is that all? No. She's fucking with my Chrome settings, which affect everything on all my devices. She's just randomly clicking settings and changing things in the hopes of fixing, quote, the problem, unquote. Today she says, "Hey, log in so I can try to fix that for you while you get coffee." She ends up doing more fucking damage than the original problem. When I confront the bitch, she does a fake gasp giggle and says, "Chrome, I'm more of an Internet Explorer girl. I'm kind of just guessing here." Yes, it's the work computer, but it's my Chrome, so it affects my Chrome on my laptop, phone, tablet, etc. And now all my history, save favorites, folders, credit cards, autofill functions, fucking everything got wiped. She wiped it all. When I said, "Why did you do that?" she said, "Well, I thought it would help. I'm sorry. Did I delete something you needed?" Larry Blydner, how do I TNS this one? I honestly want to punt kick the bitch out the fucking window. Hmm. Well, Tanner, my initial reaction is I'll be right over with a wood chipper so we can feed her feet first to it just to watch her face as her legs and torso turn to mulch. But Tanner is experiencing what millions of American men are in offices and schools and on campuses, and that is life as a member of the underclass. For several decades now, women have been empowered as simultaneously men have been emasculated and marginalized. And amazingly, as this travesty has been perpetrated, they've covered it with the big fairy tale of the war on women and the bullshit of the wage gap. Lies. Males are the underclass in every fucking metric imaginable. We pay 97% of alimony, 93% of work fatalities, lose custody, and 84% of divorces, comprise 80% of suicides, are 165% more likely to be convicted than women, and women's cancers get 15 times the funding that men's do. Now, who's got the fucking stones to tell me there's a war on women? Tanner, I wish I had a snappy solution for you. I really do. I get these questions constantly. The system is horribly rigged against you. So you only have a few plays. One, is there any way you can hire some shoot-out-the-lights autist to get into your computer after hours or maybe remotely and password protect it so this bitch can't get into it? But it seems she has the authority to get into it. Years ago, I worked with my pal Bill, a good dude, who was being harassed by some bitch. And he came up with an outrageous solution. The female nose can be as much as 200 times more sensitive than men's. And Bill was a deer hunter. And deer hunters use and love a product called buck lure. When Bill the deer hunter knew this broad was headed for him, he let loose a spritz of buck lure. And she'd get within several yards of his desk and do an about-face so fast she'd get whiplash. I saw it several times, and it was hysterical, and it worked. Now the problem is, buck lure lingers, and you really don't want to wallow in that stench yourself. Maybe you also keep a bottle of Renews-It to counteract it. Experiment a bit to see what works. I'll bet some seasoned deer hunters know how to eradicate the stench of buck lure. Chop, chop. Lastly, maybe what you do is a little psychological guerrilla warfare. There were some badass GIs in Vietnam who used to hack off VC heads and leave them on pikes along the trails. Pretty intimidating. Now, I'm not suggesting anything as extreme as that, but what if you left some subtle hints right on your desktop? That may make her think long and hard before she screws with your computer again. Maybe a Charles Manson screensaver, or screen caps of Hannibal Lecter, shit like that. Stuff that will give her pause, but if you're confronted about it, you can laugh and claim it's just pop culture, haha, and you're covered. Let me know if any of this helps, buddy, and if not, I'll fire up the wood chipper. Hey everyone, thanks for hanging with me once again. Get over to my show page at thatlarryshow.com and click that subscribe by email button so you never miss an episode. Click that Patreon button and get access to all kinds of cool stuff, like bonus episodes, custom recordings, signed books, and the new interactive downloadable book, Recycle This. 151 lavishly illustrated pages that tear a new ass out of Enviro Hustlers. Best of all, audio commentary by my co-author, Johnny Glowskull, the nuclear-powered skeleton who tells everybody to fuck off. I'll post some samples on That Larry Show's Facebook page. Just put That Larry Show in the search bar, answer the three secret questions, and you're in. Unless you're a commie. Come hang with us again this weekend at Sinner Sunday. And until that time, take no shit.